from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Philadelphia in their last 10 games, 5-5, Royals 7-3.
Like snow on a beach.
Yep. And looking at DraftKings and trying to put something together for some action tonight, Royals are the favorite, minus 135, over under 9. And Philly, since June 18th, you put in there, Bob, 24 and 29.
Yeah.
Is the fanatic not so fanatic?
It's not so fanatic right now. I was looking at some of the tweets from our sibling station, WIP in Philadelphia, you know, where it's always doom and gloom, right? In Philadelphia, everything always sucks. Everything's no good. But that the Phillies got off to a great start, right? They came out of the gate hot. They played great baseball for the first couple of months of the season. And since June 18th, they're 24 and 29. They're five games below 500. And so you look at a Philadelphia team that a lot of people are saying are the best team in baseball. They're playing below 500 baseball for basically the last two plus months of the season. They're not playing great baseball right now. And people in Philadelphia, and I saw this morning from our sibling station, they're wondering, have the Phillies lost their magic? And I think this is the perfect time now to see the Philadelphia Phillies. You didn't want to see them in April or May or early June when they were playing great baseball. You want to see the Phillies now when they're five games under 500 over their last 2 months and they're playing baseball that is uninspiring right now and has fans in Philadelphia starting to freak out that the world may be caving in. And, you know, this is an opportunity to go out there and beat a team that is perceived to be a good team by a lot of people nationally, right? And look, right. They are. They took care of business early on and they play 500 the rest of the way. That's a lot of what you want to do, you know, in baseball, come out the gate hot and then maintain the rest of the season. And that's what the Phillies are doing. But by no means is this a world beater. And the fact that the Royals are the favorite tonight, Dusty, tells you, I think, a lot about how the odds makers are starting to feel about the Kansas City Royals. They're starting to recognize, hey, they play at home, which the Royals are almost unbeatable at home, right? They're really, really good at Kauffman Stadium. They're playing a great brand of baseball there. The odds makers are now looking at that and going, yeah, the Royals are probably the better team right now. They're playing better baseball right now. They're playing at home right now. They're the hotter team right now. Like, everything's going right for Kansas City. And so this three-game series against the Philadelphia Phillies, to me, is not a David versus Goliath situation at all. It's the Royals versus the Phillies. And quite frankly, right now at this point in time, the Royals are playing better baseball than Philadelphia. We have to have the expectation to beat the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, I mean, again, you're at the time of the year now where it's, you know, it's time to shove. You got to go out there and take two out of three at home series, and you got to go 500 on the road, and Philadelphia starts the riptide. Philadelphia, the second-best team in the National League behind the Dodgers. And Philadelphia's got 74 wins, Dodgers 76, no surprise there. But this is one of those things where not only can you have a lot of, and I don't think the Royals necessarily worry about proving it, but you have a lot of prove it props on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Prove it to your fan base you can beat a good team. Prove it to your fan base you can continue to be good at home. Prove it to a National League team that might not know really necessarily who you are, which is tongue in cheek because they obviously know who the Royals are, but you can kind of show that this is the division. This is, you know, where the more dominant teams are is in the American League. Royals tend to handle their business pretty well against National League teams. And when you put all that together, you also get to prove it to the nation, because I don't know if you knew this or not, Bob, but the Royals and Phillies are on MLB Network on Saturday.
Yeah, right. Nationally televised game.
Right. And there's a reason, right? They're starting to flex in baseball.
Yeah, right.
This is a big series. Is it bigger for Philadelphia? Is it bigger for Kansas City? I would say both.
It's big for both. It really is.
It's both.
Yeah. It's both.
And I believe that because the Royals, as you said, have nothing to prove or are, you know, have no pressure.
There's no pressure on the Royals.
But they do need to win a series against a good team. And they need to prove that they can do that because when everybody gets in the playoffs, yes, everybody's record goes to 0-0. But everybody that makes the playoff is a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody there is there for a reason. And not only that, but if the Royals go into this weekend and win 2 out of 3 against Philadelphia, hell, if they sweep, I may not be here Monday. But if they sweep,
they'll be in first place on Monday going into Cleveland for a doubleheader.
1,000%. And that's the other part of it is that the Royals' schedule right now is almost like a game of 9-ball mm-hmm. or a game of 8-ball, right? You're almost to the point where you have to think about your next shot. You got to take care of business. But if you win tonight, you have to think to yourself, okay, if Walk can take care of business tonight, that means we get Lugo and Ray, or Singer and Lugo to finish the weekend, which means you look at that going, okay, we should be able to take 2 out of 3.
Right.
Whether they both win, that'd be great. But one of those two, we have a good shot. And then you go, okay, well, we won 2 out of 3 against Philadelphia. Now we go into Cleveland. And then it's like, okay, there we go. Doubleheader, 2 games after that. You're playing the Cleveland Guardians, who's top of the division. You have a chance to overtake them, depending on what Minnesota does. They play the Cardinals, not a super challenging series. They're at home as well. But again, this is a time where the Royals can prove it to not only the fan base, they can be competitive against competitive teams. Not only are they serious about this playoff push, but then if they do take 2 out of 3 against Philadelphia this weekend, Major League Baseball has to put the Royals on radar and say, okay, this is a serious threat to the rest of the American League and maybe a threat to the rest of the entire baseball organization.
Well, they're a threat to everybody right now. I mean, you're just looking at the pitching matchups that we have tonight. Taiwan Walker's pitching for Philadelphia, right? His ERA is pushing 5.5. Actually, it's over 5.5 against Waka. I like our matchup in that one. And then the next 2 days, Philadelphia hasn't named a starter, at least according to MLB.com and the Royals website. They got TBD versus Brady Singer. And then on Sunday, they have TBD versus Seth Lugo. So the next 3 nights, you get Waka, you get Singer, and you get Lugo going against Philadelphia, who doesn't have 2 starters named for Saturday and Sunday, and they're throwing out Taiwan Walker tonight, who's got a 5.7 ERA. This is an absolute series that the Royals can go out there and take care of business in and win. There should be no reason not to take 2 out of 3 from Philadelphia. You got to go out there and you got to play your A game of baseball, and the Royals stack up nicely against this team. It's a Philadelphia team right now that's probably thinking to themselves they can't get out of their own way. They don't know, where they're going to get their next win from. They're not playing the best of baseball right now. The Royals are playing good baseball right now. The Royals have confidence. The Royals have belief in themselves right now. I don't know that Philadelphia does. And when you get the sense from the media outlets, that's what the fans are saying. Their talk radio right. stations are wondering out loud, has this team lost their magic? And so you know that's the feeling around that team. That's the feeling around the clubhouse. And again, much like Cleveland, which is why I guarantee you the Royals are going to win the division, Philadelphia can't lead from wire to wire. It's a hard thing to do in baseball, and they're starting to fade. You're catching the Phillies at the absolute right time. Punch them in the goiter.
The goiter. Also, the other thing that's kind of interesting to watch in this series is Bryce Harper, the old face, Bobby Witt Jr. versus him as the new face.
Bryce Harper's one of the coolest guys, though, that I ever met. When he was playing with the Nationals, we went down there and interviewed the guy. Like, that was a superstar at the time, in Major League Baseball. He's talking to Josh and I about life and baseball and all that kind of stuff. But you're right. It's two big stars on the stage of baseball tonight. Is it going to be the young guy, Bobby Witt Jr., that leads his team? Or is Bryce Harper going to show up and take care of business? Because I think both of those guys have an opportunity to sway this series. If Bryce Harper comes out and he goes, 7-for-9 in the next 3 games or whatever, and has a couple of home runs, hey, Philadelphia may win a couple of games. If Bobby Witt just continues to do what Bobby Witt's going to continue to do, then you know what? The Royals are going to win probably 2 out of these 3 games, or maybe they sweep the series. Like, I don't think we should put limitations on it right now. I love the way that the Royals are playing. I love the way that the Philadelphia Phillies are kind of kicking dirt and trying to figure out which way is left and which way is right, which way is up and which way is down. The Royals got the Phillies at the absolute right time. It's not who you play, it's when you play them. And by God, we're playing Philly at the right time.
Right. There's so much that can be determined in this series against Philadelphia. I know it's a National League team. It doesn't matter until you play Cleveland and Minnesota. But again, like, you can't help who other teams play at this moment. You just have to
help. You just got to take care of your business.
And look, I think it's an interesting series because you're throwing out two of your hoses for pitchers. Mm-hmm. You got your veteran tonight in Waka, who knows he's no stranger to Philadelphia, right?
No. Being
in San Diego and in St. Louis. So It's interesting. I'm also really interested to see who outperforms who when it comes to Bryce Harper and Bobby Witt Jr., where maybe Bobby Witt Jr. says, hey, that torch, I'll take that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I've already taken it from Mike Trout. I'm getting ready to take it from Aaron Judge. Go ahead. And you can bring it over here if you'd like.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.